appetite is swollen for a solitary truth, but all the answers have been stolen, and the fever's on the loose. All my roads have evaporated, all my dreams have been shot to hell. When the rains come and the rivers swell, you'll hear me singing. Carry me, who wanna carry me? Carry me. All I've ever wanted was someone to carry me. Now I can feed the hunger in a dozen ways, fill the hole with a thousand cigarettes, or get lost in the promise of porn, and yet the hunger, it still remains. I need a home when I am drifting. I need an anchor where my soul is shifting. I need to know that these are angels that are lifting me to go on and carry me. Carry me, come on and carry me. Carry me. All I've ever wanted was someone to carry me.
John Goldsmith.
Soul is shifting. I need to know that these are angels that are lifting me. Come on and carry me. I need a home. I need an anchor. I need to know that these are angels that are lifting me. Come on and carry me. I need. I need an anchor. I need to know that these are angels that are lifting me. Angels that are lifting me. Angels that are lifting me to carry me. Come on and carry me. Carry me. All I've ever wanted was someone to carry.
Okay, you need to kill all the lights in the theater, please. Dennis, who's been doing a wonderful job of the sound, kill them all, baby. Yuri on the spotlight, you can kill that too, man. We need darkness. only need voices. Wow, you know what? The place is almost dark and it's the first time I actually can see you. You look nice. So you know this song?
That's Gregory Hoskins with Carry Me from the live album Pleasure and Relief. Kevin Bright and Gregory Hoskins will be sharing the stage at Dublin Street United Church in Guelph on Friday, December the 4th. It's part of a tour that they'll be doing in December. It sounds very exciting. And guess what? They are my special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. How are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
We're good. We're cozy. We're coffeed.
So tell us a little bit about why you wanted to make music together on stage.
Well, we haven't actually said that to each other yet. Not outright. It's the idea.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah. We've yet to actually sort of, you know, pick up a guitar and play.
Kind of a no-brainer, too, because we hang out a lot. And we thought, everybody else was working. Why can't we?
Why can't we do it?
Yeah.
So then we were waiting. Because then we were waiting for somebody to ask. And then, like, yeah. Nobody asked. And then, so then we said...
Well, we said there's a coffee shop in Guelph, and we thought they would have us there. And this is kind of funny because they said, we'd love to have you guys play in September, early September, which would be awesome, but we don't have a liquor license. And we kind of thought that was sort of weird, actually, because we thought a coffee house, who needs liquor?
We thought it was a coffee place, yeah. We didn't know.
Yeah, like so we didn't get the gig because they didn't have a liquor license.
Then we said, we'll do our own damn gig. That's when we said that. And then we said...
We don't need liquor.
Right. And then we said, then we'll do another one. And then we said, yeah. Let's invite Don Rook. And then we said, why don't we get a bass player and...
A drummer.
Drummer. And then we said, let's not get a drummer from like around here. Let's get one from the East Coast, so that he has to fly in and stuff like that. And then we said, let's get a gig, not just, you know, around here. Let's get one in Toronto. Then we said,
let's see if that club that we got a gig at actually has a fire and burns down. And that happened. And we had the guy from Halifax, Jeff Arsenal, coming in with no gig. Yes. Then the next night we're playing in Hamilton and they forgot that we were booked there. So we didn't have that either. And then, so then something else came in. That's what happens when we're famous like us, we can get shows like that.
That. Yeah, it's a snap right there like that.
That's my finger snapping.
I get the impression that you're having as much fun talking about planning these shows as actually you're going to have when you're playing them.
The plane's going to be a drag.
The plane. That's the thing.
That's going to suck big time.
We actually haven't done that yet. So that's going to be the... No. But the uncomfortable part of being in a room with Kevin is just that the fact that he is kind of a genius. And then, you know, here's the other funny thing that happened too. So we had the same publicist for a while. And when I did the last record with Gary Craig, it was the first time I'd ever hired a publicist. So she gives me, this is about 3 years ago or something. So she gives me this record with this guy on it. And I'm going, that's Kevin Bright, right? Yeah. Field Recordings. And I took the record and I went, oh, yeah, that's really nice. And then I put the record like in my pouch, you know. And the publicist said, you know, it's a beautiful record. And literally it was in my bag for like 2 years.
And then we met. I got to know him a bit. And then I put the record on. And then I was, I was astounded. There are people that you want that you'd consider it an honor to be playing with, and then Kevin's one of them. And I'm sure he'll say the same thing about me, basically.
No, not really. Actually, yeah. It's funny. I never had your disc. And if I did, I would listen to it.
So for the record, you're going to be playing in Guelph on December the 4th.
Yeah.
And then you've got December the 5th, you're going to be in Elora. Mm. December the 10th, you're in Oakville. December the 11th, you're in Stratford. And then you're in Toronto. What's the date?
13th.
13th.
Yeah, and Gregory's playing on the 12th at the place that forgot us.
At the Pearl Company.
Pearl
Company in Hamilton.
Sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
One thing that's really come it's been really easy, really, finding work for this thing. Because, everybody that I spoke to really wanted to do it. Very excited, because Gregory doesn't play very often. So, there's a real fascination with him, and people want to hear what he's doing, what he's up to. So it was kind of, I would get the, could we do a show this night? Yeah. What's the idea? And I would, it'd be great, fantastic. So I think that all the places that we have, that's in our itinerary, they're perfect for us. And what's going to be, what I'm really looking forward to, of course I'm looking forward to Don Rook, who's a master, and Russ Boswell on bass, and Jeff Arsenault. But actually, we're doing some of the shows, just the two of us, which I find that'll be a lot of fun to do. Mm-hmm. We don't really have to talk too much about the music too much, because I have a great idea as to what it's going to sound like, So I'm pretty positive that it's going to be a really nice show.
There's a great excitement. Like that's the best. I was going to say on Friday night where we were up on. It was actually Kevin was playing with Hoxley Workman up in Avening, and it was a wonderful night. It was Hoxley was doing his show. Kevin and Colin Couch were opening up, and then Hoxley came on stage, played drums, and then I hopped up. We did vocals, and then we joined him for a tune. It was a really great reminder of how fun and how electrifying that energy is when the stuff's not planned.
Well, we'll have our friends there, people that really know what we do and are receptive to us. The thrill of the possible spill, the tightrope walk, which I think...
Train wreck.
Well, I don't look at it that way.
Train wreck for me. It's all the same thing.
Yeah, but I have a net, my friend.
I'm wearing my seatbelt. So
on a train wreck, that's not going to do any good. There's no seatbelts on a train.
From the point of view of those of us who love the music that you both produce, the idea of having you both on the same stage for a show like this, particularly with this idea, Gregory, that you talked about, that you don't, you want to let this be really organic to a sort of meeting of the minds, a meeting of your musical gifts, and see what happens. Sounds really, really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Ah, I love it.
Good. Now,
I love
it. You do raise the issue of, is there going to be any recorded music with Kevin Bright and Gregory Hoskins to go along with these shows?
Yes, actually. It's a little bit of a cheap ploy to make some money too, actually. But the idea is that we're going to each contribute one song and then put the karaoke versions of those songs where we give directions on where people can sing, where not to sing, especially if like it's a solo and there'd be a voice say, stop singing now. It's a solo, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Can't you hear the solo? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like that.
Like that's Kevin's. That's going to be Kevin's tune.
I'm going to do that.
I think it's a great idea.
Sounds as though it's going to be pretty exciting, and really, what can I say, anything may happen?
I hope so.
I'm really interested in the songs and what they have to say, and then just sort of let them be. Especially for the time of year, I don't want to say sacred, because that's not what it is, but I also love the fact that we're playing in the church in Guelph. And then in Stratford, we're playing another church. So now I like playing churches. I just do, because there's spaces that have an intention, and you can, I suppose, if you want to waste some time, we can argue about what the intention was, but there's a, it's a kind of a space with a purpose,
But I feel the same way with, we're doing a house concert. we're being invited into somebody's beautiful, beautiful home, you know, and you know, and it sounds fabulous in there, and it's so incredibly comfortable. So the drummer is this great drummer. His name is Jeff Arsenault, and Jeff is really exceptional, and the bass player, exceptional, Russ Boswell. I contacted both of them at different times, and they asked about hearing music. We should get a copy of the music. I said, oh, you won't be hearing it. You'll hear it as a drummer. You'll hear it on the gig. And he said, fantastic. And then Russ said, should I hear it? I said, no, you'll get it. You'll get it. And so I think that that's when you have your comrades are sort of coming from the same place. You can't, there's no such thing as a loose show, and there's no such thing as a tight show. It's just a show that everybody's actively a participant of it. And I think that that's key.
And the same must be for when Don Rook joins you for the two shows in Oakville and Stratford.
Yeah. Yeah, again, we have a little bit of talk about, okay, maybe let's not choose the tunes that are, you know, especially Don can get like pretty way out there, and Kevin can get really way out there. They can each go. I can't go even remotely way out there, so everybody's safe with me. But Don wrote these songs from this last record called Quiet Industry that I sang on. So,
well, that's a beautiful record.
Yeah, and Lisa will be joining us for vocals and stuff on that, on those gigs. And those are, again, they're deceptively simple songs, but they're the kind of songs that, you know, that can start, and then the drums will know what to do, and the bottom end will know what to do. And Kevin likes that record. So that's the other thing, too, is you have to like what you're doing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I love all of Kevin's songs, you know, with only one exception. There is no exception, I'm sorry.
Let's just take a break with a song by another of the people that will be joining you for these dates. That's Don Rook. He will be in Stratford and Oakville. I know, Gregory, you sang on the wonderful Quiet Industry album. Mm. One of the best songs on that album is a weaker one. How about we play that just now?
That's a fine, a mighty fine idea.
This is the Henrys with a weaker one from the wonderful 2015 album Quiet Industry. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
When you're lost and found, but you're found on the ground, you can't see light. If the sun shines too bright, so you shield your face from the human rays. You get down on your knees if it's not too late for please. Don't stop, don't hide, don't turn inside. Be strong, bend, and say there's time until the end. You've learned that right can also be wrong. Take hold, be brave, you might not be here that long. Will you get back on your knees? Is it too late to say please? You don't want to say when, you just need to change again. Oh, trust the one beside to show you how it's done. You know that two is better than a weak old one. Trust the one beside to show you how it's done, and know that two is better than inside. Be strong, my friend, don't
the one beside to remember how it's done. You know that two is better than a weaker one. Trust the one beside to show you how it's done, and know that two is better than a weaker one. Two is better than a weaker one.
That's the Henrys with A Weaker One from Quiet Industry. I'm Jan Hall on Folk Roots Radio, joined in the studio by Gregory Hoskins and Kevin Bright. They will be sharing the stage, sharing songs, sharing stories, and I think just having a most amazing time in a group of dates that take place this December. They will be playing in Guelph, Allora, Oakville, Stratford, and Toronto together. Promises to be an absolutely fabulous series of concerts. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come to the shows.
I'm going to do some old stuff that I like, and then some newer things that I am not sure that I like, that I'm just trying to find out if I like or not. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. What about you?
My plan was to do new songs that I've been working on. I've written them from the mandocello. So I wanted to write something that was not from the piano or guitar, and something that has its own sound. And so I just, it was very unintentional, but I seemed to have about five or six songs that just seemed to come from this place, because I love that instrument so much. And so I thought maybe I could do some of those, and then maybe some stuff from my Burnt Bulb and Broadway record that I made that I never did anything. I don't think I ever played one show of any of those songs. So I thought maybe I'd do some songs from that. Maybe.
So let me get me. So you're not, I don't get to sing on anything from field recording.
Yeah, we'll do that too. Let's do that too.
Okay, well, you didn't say that,
did
you?
Anything I'm saying, I don't even know. I mean, right. As a show, I just changed my mind. Did I say that with Jen? I was only kidding. I'm a manicello. I hate that instrument.
Whatever else, there's going to be lots of great music.
Yeah, a lot of great music, no chat.
Not a great music, no chat. That sounds like a great advert.
That's a T-shirt. The no chat's written on the back, though. See,
that's
reverse.
What I should put on the website. A lot of great music, no chat.
Yeah.
If people want to learn more about these shows, how can they get that information?
I guess it should be on a website.
It's been a great pleasure to have you join us today. We're going to finish with a song from Kevin Bright. And I think, Gregory, you picked it. What are we going to play?
Murderous Dimitri. Because I like those words, and it's got the beautiful, it is a prelude, but it actually comes up as a separate track, Seven Silver Buttons, but it's a beautiful song. I love that, and I can't wait to sing it on the 4th. Yeah, do that one.
Okay. This is Kevin Bright from the award-winning Ernesto and Delilah album. Yeah. Seven Silver Buttons, followed by Murderous Dimitri. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall, and Gregory Hoskins, Kevin Bright, as always, yeah. Absolute pleasure having you
thank
in the studio.
Thank you for doing this.
You're
really
so lovely.
It.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Friend in the embers, trying to keep a good friend.
fire I light. Seven silver buttons running down, down your back. Oh Lord, oh Lord. And I can't think of that, because I'm picking tobacco when there ain't no sun. And Jake Legged Boss Man tells me when I am done. Like the winds across the sand.